your deep space lies, but the truth will rise. Don't see no real satellite. Said too soon about the stars and the moon. In a rush for the truth, we believe with no proof, lost in the romance. We must ask why. And did they think it was fine to let us think we're less than divine? Whoa, whoa. We know you've never reached the moon, that it's all cartoon.
All right, welcome back to the Podcast Elect Flat Earth Podcast. I'm your co-host for now, Matt Long, and with me as always is Dave from Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. Dave, man, how's it going?
The greatest year of my life, craziest insane year in the world in all of history.
Yeah, totally unbelievable. You know, I was recently at Skyfall speaking there, and I spoke with a couple named Jonathan and Jamie, and they had not gotten up to speed yet on the Flat Earth Podcast. They told me it was awesome, they loved it, but they hadn't quite gotten to the most recent one. So I've just thought maybe we should implement the Jonathan and Jamie rule, allow them to catch up, and then we'll start putting out new ones. Your thoughts?
When was the last one? Was it in 2020?
It was in 2020, and you know, I just had a guy on Instagram, I think Life with Fife. Whoa, excuse me. That's not a COVID sneeze. Life with Fife asked if the next podcast was going to be March 2024-ish. So we're ahead of the game right
wow,
now.
Wow, look at us packing them in the queue.
I know. Just one after another here. You know, if you scoot back far enough, everything looks close together.
It's all due to perspective.
So I was at Skyfall. It was a great conference. It went really well. You were at Flattoberfest. How did that go?
Flattoberfest was an amazing super spreader event. We had about 400 unmasked, happy, awake, smart, unfooled people for a day. And then, you know, a couple of days before and a couple of days after of people getting together, it was great.
People need to get together, and Skyfall is the same way. Not a mask in sight, people hugging, people shaking hands, no fear. It was amazing. You know, if someone had come down to Earth and not seen anything else that was going on, they actually wouldn't think the world was ending if they were at one of those things.
Well, if you didn't watch the news, or, you know, see people in masks, you would never know the world was appearing to end.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Or do you have any presidential predictions you'd like to make?
You know, right now, we're what the date of this recording is, what is today's date? November
24th.
I am still predicting that they will turn it over to Trump. Not because I want Trump or don't want Biden. That doesn't matter on the way I predict. The way I predict is I believe that they want to completely tear down America so they can have their total reset, their new world order. And like, if you're going to tear down a building to put up a new building, you don't tear it halfway down. You got to tear it down to the dirt, down to the foundation. Having a flip for Trump will destroy America, and having Biden steal the election will also destroy America. But which one will cause more havoc? And I think having it flipped to Trump will cause more havoc. That is my prediction. I could be wrong.
Yeah, and in my opinion, unfortunately, I think Trump actually won. So even calling it a flip to Trump is just something that's been created out of thin air.
I didn't mean a flip. I mean, going on what the media, you know, the media has called the election, because they call elections now, I hear. I think that a landslide isn't quite the way to put it. You know, it's a Trump slide. If you look at his social media, 145 million people. And Biden is 31 million. So if half of the Trump voters that follow him on social media voted, and every Biden voter voted twice, he'd still lose.
Right. Right. Yeah, I've seen a graphic that it looks like Trump might have actually gotten over 400 electoral votes. And I can't make a Trump or a Biden post without three or four truthers coming on my page and saying presidents are selected, not elected. I get it. Okay.
Yes.
But I believe Trump is an outsider, and he actually because he's an outsider, people, his message resonates because he's not the typical politician. We don't often talk about politics on this show. That's my opinion. I voted for Trump, and I think he would do even greater things in his next 4 years. I can also understand how the quote-unquote flip will create total chaos for a bit.
Either way, the American election system is destroyed. Either way, it just will never be what it used to be. And if they turn it back to Trump, that not only means it was fraudulent this year, it was fraudulent many other years. That'll destroy America. That'll destroy the entire thing. But that's, in my opinion, what they want. They want to destroy America. And I base a lot of this on, you know, the Deagle report, the Deagle population report. You know, we saw in 2017, it's still out there today, saying the population of the United States in the year 2025 will be 100 million. That's a significant reduction. And how are they going to get there? Well, keep doing what they're doing, and it'll happen.
Well, maybe it's because Texas leaves. Well, so we're gearing up for Thanksgiving, and the authorities are having fits, you know, that people shouldn't be gathering for Thanksgiving. But I imagine you and your family is going to be getting together, as ours is.
Yeah, you can imagine that. You can also imagine the globe, because my sister canceled Thanksgiving because she is very concerned about the COVID crisis. So we will be having Thanksgiving with our immediate family and at my place. So yes, I'm having it, but the big Thanksgiving that we always have was canceled.
So let's talk about Flat Earth in general. And we'll get to Flat Earth at Thanksgiving, but let's talk about why, even in the midst of all this panic and catastrophe and false fake news, crazy coronavirus stuff, why is Flat Earth still important?
I was just listening to Max Eigen today, and a lot of people have different feelings about Max. But Max has been really doing some amazing reporting on the current crisis. And Max, in my opinion, or, you know, I have solid evidence that Max knows that the Earth is not a spinning ball. He probably is unsure what it is, but he knows it's not a spinning ball. And he said in today's podcast that people arguing over the shape of the Earth is a waste of time. We should be focusing on the more important things. He's half right. He's half right. We do need to focus on pushing back and not complying, not allowing them to take authority over us. But the globe lie is how we got into this crisis in the first place. You know, people are confused. They think they are living on a speck in infinite space, spinning out of control, with no power. They're random in a godless or, at best, distant god universe. So when you are in that position, you give away your divinity, your ability to think, your ability to co-create, and you give it to the government, the mind control of our world. So the thing is, and you could probably say the same thing at Skyfall, at the Flattoberfest, nobody there is fooled by the COVID nonsense.
You're absolutely right. If you're awake to Flat Earth, it awakes you to so many things, like our children aren't vaccinated because of Flat Earth, right?
Amazing. I mean, so I don't know if any Flat Earthers vaccinate their kids. I mean, there might be a couple, I don't know, but people are awake or are rapidly awakening. So the shape of the Earth doesn't matter. Who we are, where we are, what we are matters, because once you know that, you can take your power back. Now, there are people that are doing fairly well in this world that think the Earth is a globe because they don't focus on that. They've aligned themselves with their soul's journey and they're doing pretty well. But when you really accept where you are and see it and let go of the helio-satanic system, you gain your power back and you become a much more powerful soul, a much more powerful being here. So this topic is more relevant today than it's ever been.
Totally agree. I have been listening to a guy named Jason Kristoff, who's got a pretty big Facebook following, and he was doing a demonstration on how 95% to 99% of your decisions that you make in a day are based on your subconscious. And your subconscious can process like 11 million pieces of data every second, something crazy. And how subconsciously you don't know where you are. Think about how many decisions in a day get affected by that.
Absolutely. If you know, most Globers don't, but people listening to this podcast do, the heliocentric motions of the Earth, spinning, orbiting, chasing the sun, and moving sideways at speeds that are incomprehensible. You know, just think of all of those motions. You're in this random universe, flying in four different directions at once, out of control, by yourself, alone, and when you're dead, you're dirt. That's your subconscious. That's the foundation. There's no foundation there. That's the foundation of your world. But when you realize that you are at the center of creation, that you are grounded on this earth, on this created earth, you take your power back and you're not afraid of anything. And you can make massive changes even though you're one person.
Right. What they're telling you is subconsciously, you can't trust your senses because everybody experiences a flat, non-rotating earth. I'm looking out the window at a flat, non-rotating earth. I can't see curvature. I can't feel motion. But according to them, I'm not allowed to trust that. Even though we can prove no curvature and we can prove no motion, we're still not allowed by the mainstream to believe that. You know, I've thought of one exception to the rule of people, flat earthers, not being fooled by COVID. You know who it is?
Who?
Robbie Davidson.
Robbie's come around, though. Robbie's come around.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Listen.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
And Patricia Steer, she believed it was real at first, and then she came out of it. So people, you know, we've all been fooled. It's so hard to wrap your mind around. Here's the problem. Flat Earth people are generally really good people. People are generally really good people. And to be able to understand that there's this much evil and deception in the world is really difficult. You know, I didn't believe in pure evil, but now I see that there is pure evil out there. So this entire globe lie situation is pure evil.
And not only is there pure evil out there, there's pure evil everywhere. It's infected everything. And you're right. The revelation of the flat earth exposes that. It's like kicking the top off the anthill.
Absolutely. You know, when you just said a minute ago, we can prove there's no curvature. Here's something that I don't know if we've ever said on the podcast. I want to bring it up. Is Neil deGrasse Tyson says that there's a bulge of water at the equator, you know, that makes the equator, I think, 28 miles wider, because of this bulge of water. So that's 14 miles of water on each side of the globe, all the way around the globe, 14-mile hump of water. And when you're flying in an airplane at 5 miles, right, 14,000 feet is like 15 miles. When do you climb over that hump? What point when you're flying north, you know, over the equator, do you climb 3 times your height to get over that hump?
That's a good question. I don't know that I've ever experienced climbing over the hump.
I don't think regular planes can fly that high, but I guess it's not considered that high because the water would be the surface. But you would have to have a hump of air over it. It's just crazy what people believe. Crazy.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite things is talking about the state of Kansas and how it's over 400 miles wide, and that would equate to a 21-mile bulge in the state of Kansas, which is supposed to be flatter than a pancake, and in fact is only the ninth flattest state in the U.S. 20 miles high, that's how high the highest of those amateur weather balloons are getting. Like, that's an insane height.
Wow, I never even thought about that. That's 20 miles high, those balloons, and that's how much curvature is in Kansas.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that makes... Wow. All right, done. We've just crushed the globe.
Again.
It's over. You know what's funny is when you're digging into flat earth, you accidentally keep crushing the globe. We just keep finding thing after thing after thing that is completely ridiculous when you think about it.
Which is what would make someone like your sister uncomfortable about coming over on Thanksgiving and talking about flat earth. So what would be an effective way to either bring up flat earth? Because there's no avoiding it. Everybody knows when they come over that it's in the room because they're all living in it. So what's the best way to bring it up at Thanksgiving?
Well, but here's the other thing. A lot of people listening, their family members don't know that they're flat earthers, you know, their extended family. A lot of people are in the closet. But for people like us that are out and we have, I mean, do you have any extended family that doesn't know the earth is flat?
No, I don't think I do. Yeah, so maybe a better question is, how do you out yourself? Let's talk about that. Like, what's the best way to come out of the flat earth closet at Thanksgiving?
It's been a while for me. I guess just ask questions. It's so much easier to ask a question to somebody because they're more willing to think than telling them something.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. What would be the best kind of doubt creating questions to ask?
The Kansas one is good, but that you really have to think about it. People, you know, like, well, they probably haven't seen the height of a balloon and realize how ridiculous that is.
Yeah. Or, hey, do you think it's weird that you can see the Chicago skyline across Lake Michigan when it should be hidden by a lake?
Oh, it's a mirage.
Yeah, right.
The most effective Thanksgiving I had is when I put my Flat Earth coffee table book on the table, and my nephews grabbed it and started looking through it. It was just a book of memes. It's a little late for people that don't have it to do that now, but a book of memes. It's a beautiful coffee table book, and they went through it. And at the end of the night, when they were leaving, we're saying goodbye. And I looked at him and I said, "So what did you think of the book?" And he goes, "Huh, I guess I'm a flat earther. I didn't even know that was a thing this morning when I woke up." That was it. And that's, by the way, that's the last we've ever spoken about it.
That is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, we had a gentleman over for dinner the other night who was a friend of Jessica's mom, and he's like in his 30s, and we were all eating dinner, and he was asking different relationship questions, like, how do you know when you meet the one and things like that. And I said, well, you know, I was kind of talking around flat earth because he didn't know he was in the room with 15 flat earthers, right? So I was kind of talking around it, saying, you know, in my opinion, there's no coincidences. God did a number of things that made us feel like we were the ones. And then Jess goes, well, you know, we met at a flat earth conference. And then, so she dropped the bomb, and she starts talking about how when people meet at flat earth conferences, blah, blah, he goes, whoa, stop. I don't care about the relationship anymore. I want to know about flat earth.
Nice. How long did that go for?
It was good. We had about an hour and a half conversation about it and sent him some videos, and he's coming over in a couple of days and we'll talk more about it.
It's done. He's in, right? You've got him. You've got him in the cult, right?
Well, it's tough because, like, when I'm talking to Christians, it's easy to – part of my big evidence for Christians is Bible verses and things like that. So because that's kind of my realm. And he's a Muslim, and I know that I know that the Quran is a flat earth book as well, but I don't know it. I don't know the verses and things like that. So I had to talk more proofs and more science, and he has a science degree. So it went really well. And, you know, there's things in the Bible that they believe as well. So it went as good as it could possibly go.
Mentioning that you were at a flat earth conference to a stranger or to someone that's just met you is a great opening. When I was on my way back from Flattoberfest, I'm on the plane, two young guys sitting next to me, fully muzzled up. And they're like, all right, they're being friendly. And they're like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going home. They're like, oh, where are you coming from? And I thought for a second, I go, from a flat earth conference. And they're like, oh, flat earth. The entire plane flight, they were asking me questions. I was delivering answers. They were hearing them. They've got some thinking to do. So It was great.
You know, you were up in the plane. You weren't high enough to fly over the bulge. But let's say, for example, there are satellites. Okay, let's talk about the Himawari, or not Himawari.
Himawari.
Is that the Japanese satellite?
Yeah, that's the Japanese satellite that takes a picture of Earth every 10 or 15 minutes. And the Globers love it because they say, you know, I can check the weather data, and it matches with what we see on the satellite photos that are coming in, right? And and that's impossible to do in real time. Well, how do they do it on the Weather Channel? The Himawari is such a dead topic, but ballers refuse to look. I forgot who found it, but I think it was maybe Jaron. Maybe somebody sent them the link.
Paul in the plane found something about the some of the data being, I can't remember what the deal was.
It was either Jaron or Paul or Combo. They found a NASA FTP server that has all of the images for the Himawari on it, thousands and thousands and thousands of folders. And in it was weather data images and blue marble pictures, and literally basically instructions on how they wrap them around a globe and do this in real time. So we found this, we've exposed it. The pictures are just ridiculous. And so speaking of Himawari, you know, every day I check YouTube for, I search Flat Earth and I sort by upload date. And today, as a matter of fact, there was, Globers are going crazy putting out videos just to, to hide any real information out there. Basically saying what I just said, that the Himawari 8 absolutely proves Flat Earth, that he has matched up satellite, matched up weather, his own photos with what the Himawari's showing. And so what I did is, I re-uploaded the Paul on the Plane video, which is a short video breaking it down, and I made a better thumbnail than the guy had, so it stands out better. And I took his exact description and title and used it for my video. And I just changed it. Himawari proves, no flat earth. I said Himawari does not prove whatever. I just changed like one or two words in it. And so that way, when people search Flat Earth, and they come up on his video, mine comes up. It's got a better thumbnail. They'll probably click on it.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
And I recommend that people upload videos. If you have an old video that no one's seeing anymore, take it down and re-upload it. Or just, turn it on unlisted, re-upload it, put a new thumbnail on it, put a new description. Just keep re-uploading stuff that isn't getting views anymore, because that stuff's lost. People aren't going to see it anymore. So if you upload it new, we could help bury these ballers.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And just in general, keep uploading content, because we're in an information war right now. And the only thing we can do is inundate with good Flat Earth content and getting it out there, sharing it. That's the only way, because the algorithms aren't going to push it.
This whole, what's happening here, if this reset comes the way I think it might, everything online is going to be gone. All of this is going to go down the memory hole. So books, memories, that's all we're going to have.
Yeah, totally crazy. It might even usher in the zombie apocalypse. Give me your thoughts there.
We're at the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, Matt. You go outside, what do you see? People are walking around with muzzles on, right?
Yep.
So they're pretty much zombified. The only difference between them and The Walking Dead is they're walking pretty normally. Their brain function's pretty low because lack of oxygen, and they're not eating people. So it's not really like The Walking Dead yet.
Yes.
So imagine this. They're talking about this vaccine that's coming out that they're going to warp speed. They want to deliver it to every American in a 24-hour period. And they're also looking for AI software that can handle the vast amount of adverse reactions to it. So
right.
They give out this vaccine. People are going to, get normal vaccine reactions. Some of them are going to die. Some of them are going to get rashes all over their body. What's that? Guillain-Barré? I can never remember the syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome, where you get like
Guillain-Barré.
Guillain-Barré, yeah. So now these people have their flesh is falling off. They're limping, okay? And they're looking more and more like zombies with their masks on and their lower brain function because lack of oxygen. But then comes, they shut the power off, and then food stops, okay? So now the only thing to eat is people. While these zombies walking around, they quickly realize that they can't eat vaccinated people because they're toxic. So they're only going to come after the unvaccinated. And there's the Walking Dead zombie apocalypse.
Wow, that's amazing. And, this is kind of biblical, not the eating people part, but there's a time in the Bible where it says that people will basically ask for death and won't be able to get it. It's going to be so bad.
Wow. There's a lot of biblical stuff coming out that's happening, which is just crazy. I just say, if you stay in your high vibration and do the best that you can do, that's all you can do. And things will work out, how they work out. That's the best I can say right now. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not scared.
Yeah, I'm not scared either. I think when you know what's happening, it keeps you from having that, like we talked about, that subconscious stress, fear, anxiety. You know, we haven't been anxious in a long time. So
we're here having this soul experience on this realm that we're in. And we, in my opinion, we chose to come here at this time. And I love roller coasters and I love puzzles. Well, we're in the biggest puzzle trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And roller coaster is understating what we're on. So I'm having a good time.
It's the biggest King to Ka in history.
That's why I can't talk.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break, hear from our sponsors, and come back and do some speed pipes.
Awesome.
Podcast.
You want to leave a digital voicemail for us? Head over to theflatearthpodcast.com and click on the blue link that reads, got a question? Send us a message.
You can do it from your iPhone or from your computer. First time you do it on your cellular phone, you'll have to download a little app. But after that, you can leave us all kinds of messages. If you want to be anonymous, you can make up a name, make up an email address. We don't care. We just want to hear what you have to say.
We'll do our best to play or answer these questions and comments on future episodes right here on the Flat Earth Podcast. Download the SpeakPipe app and check us out at theflatearthpodcast.com.
Well, now, one thing, you have a theory about the moon, and we expect to be able to get observable facts about the moon fairly soon. What is your theory?
Well, it is by now rather more than a theory. 10 or 11 years ago, I stated to various scientists that the moon is not a piece of rock, but it is plasma. Plasma phenomena, cosmic plasma, and that this fact will eventually be confirmed. I made certain predictions which were already confirmed in 1958, and the situation now is coming close to a complete confirmation.
What will be the result if you are proved to be correct in your theories?
The result will be profound and decisive, because it will give proof that a complete reinvestigation of the laws of nature is necessary. Because if the moon is a plasma, no man will ever land on it. The soft landing attempts will all fail. That means that the mass of the moon is less, far less, than is currently assumed. It's in a different state of energy, and it has far less mass. That means there is no more explanation for the tides. If the moon, for example, had only a thousandth part of its current mass, then the tides would only be 2 inches high, under conventional theories, instead of sometimes 14 feet. And that means that if it is proved that the moon is a plasma, then all gravitational theories are out, and a new concept of the cosmos and of its laws has to be evolved.
Aren't you being a bit adventurous, though, because you know that we're going to be able to test out your theories on the moon fairly soon?
Well, not anymore. 11 years ago, of course, it was rather taking a risk. I was considered a lunatic, of course, but by now the evidence, accumulated evidence, is already so much in my favor that I'm not taking any risks anymore. On the contrary, there is scientific views expressed all over the world now that the moon seems to be of a quite different nature of what was assumed.
But and the Americans and Russians are thinking of landing men on it.
Oh, well, that will never happen.
Folks, Alex Jones here, just reminding everybody that we've got a huge special on the website on mental force. Right now, you buy 2 bottles, you get 1 for free, and if that's not a deal you can't beat with a stick, I don't know what is. So if you're looking for mental clarity, something to clear the cobwebs, to focus, mental force is the answer. The other answer, in addition to mental force, is, well, just take a daily dose of the Flat Earth Clock app. You can get it on the iTunes Store, Android. It's available for all phones. Go ahead and install that. And every day, get up, check the video of the day on the Flat Earth Clock app. It's incredible. It's your dose of truth. It helps you think clearly. Between that and the mental force, that will empower you to look into the eyes of the globalist and tell them, hey, no more. We're tired of you trying to take our guns. We're tired of you trying to put poison into our infants. We're tired of you poisoning the water supply. And we're tired of you telling us what shape the world that we live on is. Mental Force, 2, buy 2, get 1 free. And the Flat Earth Clock app, get them both. Think clearly. All right, back with more later.
Hello, listeners. Donald J. Trump here with tremendous news for everybody. This is so good. You know, I love listening to you guys. We got the Air Force. We got the Space Force. And now I'm announcing, I was just joking, and then we said, what a great idea. We're going to have the Flat Earth Force. Flat Earth Force. This is so important. Tremendous stuff for all mankind. And Dave, I want you, you're going to be heading up the Department of Homeland Security, going to do such a good job. Matt, too, you're going to be there as well. Melania keeps asking, where's Jay? She loves his voice, you know. I say, honey, it's okay. Jay's gone to China. He's in China right now, but he'll be back soon, I'm sure. The Flat Earth Podcast, making America flat again. China is flat too, right? It's flat. I love you guys. Keep it up. Great job.
The Flat Earth Man album is out right now.
Oh, that's just faking everything that you have ever seen. Do you still believe we went to the moon? Do you still believe what they're telling you? All y'all watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Ain't no photographs or us, somebody tell me why.
Welcome to the satellite, folks. Just another one of them, and that's a joke.
Don't let them take your mind.
Don't let them take your mind, man.
There's no such thing as outer space. We made it all up, yeah, space is fake.
Oh, I don't want to talk about NASA ever.
Flat Earth Man album is out now.
I always wanted to be an astronaut. I'll be in space. At least that's what I thought.
Hey, it's Mitchell from Australia. Where are you? Like, it's been over a month. I haven't heard from you. I check your podcast page every day. There's just nothing. It's like you've just left. Like, you don't call? You don't write? You're just getting your answering machine again. Is it me? God, it must be me. It's all right. I'm sorry, I always do this. I come on too strong. I try to be overly nice. Like, I'm a nice guy. Just give me another chance. Pick up the phone. I know you're there. I know you're there. Don't hide from me. Pick up the phone. I love you. Bye. Hey, it's me again. Still haven't heard from you. I just can't get you out of my head. You drive me crazy. It's all I think about is just you. Dave, is it the transgender thing? Because I don't care, man. If you got an innie or an outie, I still love you the same. I just need to hear that voice. Please come back to me. I saw your mum at the shops the other day. I just didn't know what to say. Just give me an answer. Do you love me or not? Bye.
Pick up the phone!
You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see, Davey?
Where the hell are you? I swear to God, if I come around your place and Jay's car's there, oh, help me God. What does Jay have that I don't have, huh? You know what? Screw this. Screw your games. I'm going to call Jaron, and he's going to give me Flat Earth. Yeah, how do you like that, huh? Yeah, you forgot I got those photos of you too, don't you? Yeah, oh, you won't play games. You pick up this phone. I know you're listening. You're nothing, you hear me? Never been anything. Before we even met, I picked you up, put you on the Flat Earth pedestal, and now what do you repay me with, huh? Silence. Nothing.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean it. Nobody does Flat Earth like you. Jaron, he doesn't mean anything. I mean, I like his videos, but that's it. That's as far as it goes. He could stick a whole box of tissues up his nose and he still wouldn't have a beautiful nasally voice like you do. I just need you. Come back to me. I love you. Bye. Davey, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Because I want you and I need ya, and I'm down for you always, CJ. Do you love me? Are you riding? And never ever leave from beside me, cause I want ya, and I need ya, and I'm down for you always. Boys, this is what happens when you don't do a podcast for a month. Don't let it happen again.
My fellow citizens, this is... I'm not wearing the mask. I hate the masks. Stupid. If you're in lockdown and you're quarantined, you're in hospital bed, this is a very tough time. You don't know what day it is. The sun's up. It's down. Maybe. Where's the moon? And you can't ask the guy in the bed next to you. He's probably a dummy. So that's when you need the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock. More than ever, it's so good. No wonder it's gone viral. Flat Earth, Sun, and Moon Clock app. Don't leave home without it. In fact, don't leave home at all. Stay safe. Live long. Prosper. Trump out.
All right, welcome back. Dave, why don't we get right into the speak pipes? Let's start with the newest and work to the oldest.
All right, this one is from Tapas.
Hello. I've been a longtime subscriber to your site, and I just wanted to let you know that last night, for the first time, I actually got my wife to see some of the videos on your site, specifically with respect to faking space. And although this is just the first time she's seen videos like this, it's also the first time in a while that she hasn't thought that I'm some kind of crazy conspiracy kook, if I can put it that way, but that she's starting to ask some questions, I think. And I wanted to say thank you, because I couldn't have done it without your videos. You've got an amazing library, especially in the must-see videos. And I wanted to say thanks very much, because I think this is going to start to change how she looks at certain things as in terms of big lies. So thank you. Bye.
Man, that's why we do the podcast right there.
I always say that when you're in a relationship, you know, a baller and a flat earther, the flat earther has the advantage, because there's a good chance that if your partner loves you and respects you at all, that they'll listen to you and then they'll become a flat earther. But there's 0.0000 less than COVID chance that you will convert back to being a glober.
I think that should be a new number, a less than COVID.
Less than COVID. That's 0.000.
Yeah, it's like, but we need a symbol for it, like pi, you know?
All right. I like it. Less than COVID.
I'll come up with it. But yeah, so that's amazing. Not only will she look at things differently, she'll look at him differently, thinking like, oh, he actually knows what he's talking about. And if anyone's ever done any multi-level marketing, there's something called the validation, right? And those videos validated him, right, in front of her, because to just be told by someone, hey, this is how it is not good enough for a lot of people. They have to see something in their hand. And guys, go to the website, check out, get the app, check out the videos on there. They're amazing.
Yeah, when you have a partner that just starts to see, don't overwhelm them. Just say, hey, can we sit down for 10 minutes a day? You know, at the end of the day, after dinner, you know, after breakfast, whatever it is, can we watch one video a day? Let me pick out one video a day. Kind of like I do on the app. Short videos during the week, longer ones on the weekend. Just one a day.
Great. So one marriage saved. All right. Next one.
One marriage saved. We're done. We will continue. Maybe we'll do another podcast this year. Next one is from Roman. Roman.
Hello. I just heard you on Freeman podcast and it was amazing. So awesome. I loved it. I have been incredibly interested in the mud flood and, you know, ancient Tartaria and stuff like that. I heard you mention mud flood on the podcast, and I was wondering if you had any awesome good listens to dig deeper into the mud flood. When I try to find stuff, I am coming up with a lot of garbage. So, if you have any good like research that I could follow and any good stuff on the mud flood, please send it to me. That would be awesome. Thank you.
Freeman was at Flattoberfest.
Nice.
I sent him some Mudflood stuff in the app and the under the web button. There is a Tartaria and Mudflood link that is being run by some of the top researchers. I've been digging into mudfloods and previous civilizations heavy in the last month or two. How about you, Matt?
Behind Flat Earth, the mudflood stuff is probably the second most fascinating topic for me. And there's some great names in there. I've had a conversation with a guy named Berserker Bear, who came over to my channel from Owen Benjamin's channel, but he has his own mudflood channel that he does where he actually goes to these buildings as opposed to just a lot of guys, you know, are looking at pictures and stuff and analyzing them, which is fascinating, but it's also fun to see people actually going to some of these places. And I tell you what, man, it's hard to dispel. So is it like Flat Earth where it's being buried as well?
And there's so much proof. I believe that, you know, all the wars are to hide this information. That's how I ended up with Ruth. I was interviewing her about the World's Fairs, which are a whole nother rabbit hole. Like, those things were not built for the World's Fair. I mean, they were pre-existing buildings. If you're looking for good mudflood stuff, besides on the app, just go to John Levy channel, JonLivi. And he does these 20-minute videos. He talks in this voice, like, can you believe that these buildings are here? Built by horse and buggy in the middle of nowhere.
So give me a 30-second recap of what the mudflood theory is.
Well, it's not even a theory anymore. These buildings that we could barely build today that have domes and towers on them, which is not ornamental, it's free energy technology. They were supposedly built back when people had horses and buggies. Just by looking at, you know, when they were built, what technology was supposedly around then, it makes zero sense. It's not a theory. There was an advanced worldwide civilization here in the 1800s, in my opinion.
Great. All right, next one.
John, this one's from John.
Oh, hi, David Weiss. Yeah, the Flat Earth app is amazing. I love it. The clock, it's just so beautiful. And all those little options, everything you could ever need. I love the little review video. That helps too. And yeah, I subscribed and donated. So good luck with that. Look forward to seeing more stuff. Thanks.
John, thanks for that. But that was only 25 seconds, so I will not be sending you the $10. I promised.
It was funny because he sounded surprised, like almost like we called him to get that.
Yeah. It's because I listen to everything at 2x and faster on some devices that when I hear these callers in, I'm like, can you speak a little faster, please? By the way, John Levy 2.0, it's awesome. Everybody, go listen to John Levy at 2.0. Next one is from Andrea.
So, hello, David. My name is Andrea. And very quickly, in the past week or 10 days, I clicked on the featured video and several videos started to play after it. And I was going to go back to the documentary because it was like an hour and a half. And it starts out with a preacher preaching about the Bible and Flat Earth. It has some stuff about the Catholic Church and the Lucifer Telescope. But I cannot find that video. It's not my history on YouTube. Can you possibly tell me what that video is? Thank you.
So I'm not sure exactly what video that is. If you go to Woketown on YouTube, you can go to my Flat Earth Classics playlist, and there's a Biblical Cosmology 101 by Dean Odell on there. That's a really good one.
It sounds like it's a Dean Odell one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So you could check out Dean Odell's channel, at Dean Odell on YouTube. If it's hard to find, go to Woketown and go to my playlist. And there's a Biblical Cosmology 101. It's like an hour and a half or 2 hour long video. Very thick. It's got all kinds of stuff in there. And Dean Odell has a book as well, like Clay Under the Seal, which is also thick. The guy, in my opinion, the best biblical, most concise, most all-inclusive biblical stuff out there.
Also on the app, if you hit the archive button to the right of the featured video, It should be there. So figure out what day you saw it and scroll back, count back the days from whatever today is. All right, next one is from Susan.
Hi, my name is Susan in Indiana, and I would like to, I haven't heard anyone address this question. How can there be a full moon from the Earth? How can we see a full moon? If the sun were shining on the moon that made it light up, then how do we see a totally, completely round full moon from the Earth? Because the sun would be like behind the Earth. The light would have to come from the Earth and go straight to the moon to make it a full-on, completely round full moon. So I haven't heard anybody address this, and I think that is something that we should be talking about. Thank you.
I think it's a great point. I think they would say, well, the sun is huge, the Earth is small, and that's how the sun lights the moon.
Off the ecliptic a little bit, it's coming in at a little bit of an angle, and you don't notice it.
In theory, I agree. I don't think it should be possible. And also, I think they claim that we never actually have a full moon. It's like 99 point less than COVID away from full. Have you heard that?
I totally agree with that. The helio nonsensical model makes absolutely no sense. But if you are a religious baller zealot, you can make up any excuse you want. And there's no way to really prove it because we can't make a scale model. Next one is from Facetious Bear.
Hi, Dave, Matt. You guys know the sun analemma? Well, there's this picture that's been going around on a few Facebook, Flat Earth Facebook groups of a moon analemma, but it's only a half an analemma. It's like an S shape. Like it goes from one tropic to the other in 28 days, taken from the same position. And I was just wondering if you guys had seen the photo and whether you knew of its authenticity, because if it's accurate, if it's a real picture, it there's no way that can work on the globe model, because the rotation from tropic to tropic is because of the Earth's movement over a year, and there's no way that would work on a globe if it was legitimate. I just wanted to see if you guys had seen that and whether you had any comment on that.
The analemma, for those of you that don't know, is if you take a picture of the sun at the high point of every day or every week or every month, whatever, the more, you know, just the high point for the whole year, it makes a figure eight in the sky with a bigger loop on the southern side and a smaller loop on the inner side, which kind of makes a lot of sense with how the sun takes bigger circles out in the south and smaller circles inside. They're saying that the moon makes an analemma also, and the moon does make an analemma. I looked at the picture. It's put together. It's a composited picture. Now, is the moon's positions in the right position? They very well might be, because the moon makes the same journey that the sun makes. It doesn't take a year like the sun. It takes a month. So the moon does its analemma movements just like the sun does, but on a 28-day basis instead of a 365. Did we discuss in the last podcast that for 1 week out of every month, the moon doesn't set in like Norway and Alaska?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So that's just like the sun doesn't set in July, in June and July in those same places. So that would be something that would be great to film. But the picture itself is, I don't want to say it's deceptive. I think it's more of a composite of where the sun, of where it is. And I guess the analemma of the sun is also a composite, but I just don't, it looks more put together to me. Next one is from Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ryan from Michigan here. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the fact that a pressurized environment cannot exist next to a vacuum absent some kind of containment. I think the movie Spaceballs, if you remember that one, was trying to tell us this when Spaceball 1 turned into Megamaid and used a giant vacuum to suck out all of the air from planet Druidia. And planet Druidia was inside a giant glass container. I haven't heard this one discussed within the Flat Earth community. Maybe it has, I don't know. But I figured I'd bring it up since it is very relevant, and with regards to truth in movies, lies in the media. All right, have a good one, guys.
he actually, I mean, he said it perfectly. It's definitely been touched on by the Flat Earth community, and I can't add to it. It's a great comment.
Yeah, I'll be watching Spaceballs this weekend. Next one is from Benedict.
Hello, my name is Benedict. I got a question concerning what is called lunar libration. Globe Earthers often claim that by that technique, you can get a glimpse of the dark side of the moon, proving the sphericity and the rotation of the moon around the Earth. I don't know how to handle this. I looked at the process on Wikipedia, and it seems to me that there is something to this. So I just want to know what your opinion is concerning that phenomenon. Is it real or is it just fake as all the other footage that we got? Thank you.
I have not seen what he's referring to. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I have not. But in the heliocentric model, how could we possibly see the backside, not the dark side, thank you, Pink Floyd, of the moon?
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, in the helio-nonsensical model, there would be no way. Is it as fake as all of the other fake footage? Sounds like it, but I'll have to look into that. It's interesting, but I don't see a possible way that it physically could be possible in the heliocentric model.
Yeah.
Next one's from Julie.
I just got a text from a friend, and it says, a selfie taken from the top of Mount Everest destroys the flat Earth theory once and for all, period. I'd like to see if you have a resource that I can look into about that. Thanks.
That's it, Matt. We have to close up shop. Guy took a picture on the top of Everest.
It's over. They took a selfie from the top
and
the, of Everest.
And it shows
the fisheye lens.
Yeah, and it shows the ball maybe 20 miles around. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, so that would be Planet Nepal.
Yeah, Planet Nepal. I sent her the meme that I'd put together with that picture and then with another person that did a 360 with a non-fisheye lens and some balloon footage. It's amazing that when somebody wants to fight Flat Earth, that's what they find. And that's what they, oh, look, there's a curve. And they just believe, right?
That's correct, yeah.
It's insane. It's just literally insane. So, again, for anyone out there that is bringing up Flat Earth to friends and you know that they're going to come back, just know that they're only going to come back with Flat Earth 101 nonsense. And it's all easily debunked. I've been doing a lot of interviews lately. I'm never afraid. I when they say, we think Flat Earth is stupid and we're going to destroy you, I'm like, yes, right? And I don't study. I don't prepare. I don't do anything because they come with the same nonsense.
Right.
Matt, one of the interviews I did was with the Don Gringo podcast. And this guy just started having guests on. And I was his first guest. Right, I reached out to him on the podcast Matchmaker website, and he's like, yeah, I'll have you on. And literally, he had never heard of Flat Earth before. And we had a great interview. And then I actually did a follow-up interview with him. And then he was asking about biblical Flat Earth, and you did an interview with him.
Yeah, I did an interview with you, and I'll probably do a follow-up one. And then I think he wants to get us on together at some point.
I just laugh at, like, he woke up that morning having no idea that his entire world is going to be ripped out from underneath him, or actually taken out of infinite space and put on a solid foundation.
Right, yeah.
All right, next one is from Jonathan.
Hey, guys. Just got a quick thought from being in the gas station tonight. And I heard a song I'd never heard before, but it was by Jim Croce. It's called Operator. And I guarantee you, he says, I have overcome the globe. And doing a little bit of research, I don't know. I don't know if there's some conspiracy. The guy died like a year later in a plane crash that didn't even, like, I mean, hit a pecan tree. A lot of weird things going on, man. Anyway. You know, you guys let me know what you think about this song. It's called Operator by Jim Croce. Thanks, guys.
Man, that must have been a big pecan tree, huh?
What's that? Is that Operator? Can you help me place that call? Is that Jim Croce?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the song.
I'll have to look into it. And then he dies by hitting a pecan tree. You know, pecan is 33.
No.
No, I just made that up. It might be, though.
Operator, or could you help me place this car? Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well, I only wish my word. I've overcome the blow. Overcome the blow. Overcome the blow.
Next one is from AJ.
Hey, Matt, Dave, thank you guys so much for dedication to this. Your efforts are appreciated by so many people, and your work is so important. You know, back in the day when we could seem to find with a click of a mouse anything that we wanted, flat earth, you know, truth, things against NASA, all the deceptions of the world, and were ready available. And I started seeing the volume of flat earthers and, truth seekers that were out there. And I started becoming more and more comfortable with my findings and being able to talk about it with people. Till one day, Zuckerberg ends up in front of Congress pitching flat earth content as hate speech, and the guy wins. Did I suddenly realize the machine we're up against, the people who've provided this false information for us to live by, aren't going to lose? And here we are today with, you know, a computer guy turned health expert without so much as even a college degree, having, you know, funding laboratories to design gene-altering brain poisons to be distributed under the guise of for your own good against a virus that is total shit, excuse me, against, you know, a scamdemic. This is the war. This is the paradigm shift. This is what we're up against, and they're not going to lose. People, don't get the jab. Spread the truth. I love you all.
I disagree with the fact that he says that they're going to win. They're not going to win. We're going to win.
Yeah, they're not going to win. And the only way they're going to win is if we stop. And he was referring to Bill Gates. He didn't say his name, but he was referring to Bill Gates in the second part of his comment. And yeah, the way we lose is we back down. We're not going to back down.
All right. That was a good one. Next one is from Vladimir.
Hi there, guys. I'm being enlightened for this topic almost 4 years for now. I still have questions and doubts. You know, how there is the oil, the petroleum formed under the ground? What is the source of it? And what volcanoes are? I mean, magma eruption, etc. In this type of realm as flat earth is. Can you please explain and send a link to me to research these things in advance, and God bless.
Yeah, so to me, there doesn't have to be a difference, but I'd like to know your theory on it. Because I mean, the thing they say about petroleum is that it's, you know, decomposing dinosaurs, right? Which we don't believe in. So give me your thoughts on it.
I think oil is like blood. You know, I'm fully convinced now the earth is a living organism. And, you know, if you looked into a human body and I drained, you know, half of your blood out, where does the new blood come from? Where does the new blood come from? Well, your body makes it. Well, the earth makes the oil. I don't know the exact process. And as far as lava, it gets hot down there. I don't know what's below 8 miles. Nobody does. It's extremely hot. So whatever is, you know, it could be the electricity in the earth that's making the lava. And as far as triangular shaped volcanoes spewing lava out of the top, they don't exist.
Right. Tesla has a great quote about the earth being a machine. And he says, the earth is a realm. It's not a planet. It's not an object. Therefore, it has no edge. Earth would be more easily defined as the system environment. Earth is also a machine. It is a Tesla coil. The sun and moon are powered wirelessly with electromagnetic field. The field also suspends the celestial spheres and with electromagnetic levitation. Electromagnetic levitation disproves gravity because the only force you need to counter the is the electromagnetic force, not gravity. The stars are attached to the firmament.
There you go.
And that's the guy. That's the guy who Albert Einstein said was the smartest man in the world. So
right, the guy they suppressed. I mean, all of when you get into Tartaria, it's all Tesla tech. You know, these buildings are more like machines. Again, everybody, John Levy, J-O-N-L-I-V-I, 20-minute videos there. You need to watch every single one on his channel. Next one is by Jeff.
Hey, guys, this is Jeff. Love the podcast. I was bringing up the Mount Canigou from 160 miles away, you know, seeing the sunset behind it, and I think that seals the deal for me, but I'm arguing with this guy, and he's like, oh, it's a mirage. And I'm like, well, what point does the sun become a mirage sun? You should be able to see a transition or something. And he totally ignores that. And he says he's answered a bunch of different times, but he never addressed the sun. Because that would be the evidence, I would think. You know, the sun setting behind from way high up. I mean, obviously, that's not a mirage sun way high up. And then when it goes down, like, he's saying, oh, it's a mirage sun, you know, the mountain's a mirage, then the sun would have to be the mirage too. So I don't know if you guys ever addressed that point. That really proves it's not a mirage. Anyways, thanks a lot, man. You guys are great.
Here's the way I look at the Canigou one, and that's you know, twice a year when the sun lines up from the viewing place with the mountain, you can see the mountain when the sun goes beyond it, and the mountain, you know, it blocks the sun. So I've never heard of a mirage that can block the sun.
Yeah, me either.
So, again, and you watch it, the sun, you have it in vision the whole time. It's moving away and away and away. And all of a sudden, there it is.
There is a mirage in Vegas that can block the sun.
There you go. Next one is from Scott.
Hey, guys. Calling from Nebraska. Been a baller for 48 years. Recently stumbled across a video from one of my fellow Q followers on Twitter. Long story short, got hooked onto your podcast, which is awesome. Thank you very much. I'm about 85% there, but there are two things that I'm really having a hard time coping with. One is, if satellites are fake, and I keep in mind I work in corporate America, how are these companies truly believing that they're paying for satellite technology, spending millions of dollars for their payload to go into so-called outer space? The second piece is, you know, what's beyond Antarctica? Do you believe that the governments of the world truly have ventured past that? Do you believe that Antarctica is an infinite plane, or beyond Antarctica is an infinite plane? Would like some more information on this. Been doing a lot of research, by the way. Was just turned on to this about 5 days ago. It's fascinating. It makes more sense to me than all the lies that we've been fed by the government. Anyway, would appreciate your thoughts on this. Thank you very much. Take care and keep up the good work.
Wow.
5 days and 5 months ago or something.
5 days and 3 months.
What's it like always being in the future? It's amazing. So for me, Antarctica, I think that Antarctica is where the dome comes down. I think that I don't think there's stuff too much farther beyond there. I think, you know, maybe a couple hundred miles in, that's where the dome comes down. I think in the 1958 Encyclopedia Americana, it talks about them finding a dome at about the 80th parallel south, and the dome was at like 13,000 feet. So to me, that's really starting to come down there, if you take that as true. But, you know, I do know there are talks of potentially stuff beyond there. And Dave, why don't you talk about your thoughts on that as well as the satellite deal?
I just placed, if you're looking on the app, whenever you're hearing this, in the November 2020 list, I put the video of the Encyclopedia Americana talking about the dome. So very timely, 3 months later. As far as satellites, companies like Sirius Satellite Radio that spend all this money to put satellites up there, they know. They're in on it. They know that their technology is land-based. As far as other companies that are getting satellite data, they're just getting data. You know, that data might be coming from high-flying aircraft, from drones, from balloons, whatever. They're being scammed and they're being drained of money. but I don't know how many of them actually believe that they have satellites in space.
Yeah, and Jaron, I think, did something on how, I want to say, like, when they were first talking about doing satellite technology, some congressman talking about how it was the biggest farce in the history of politics. I can't remember. Do you remember that?
I do. I don't remember. I don't know where the video is, but there was a congressman that was just calling BS on the entire satellite thing.
Because almost all of our data, and I would say all, but goes through the giant trunk lines that go under the water in the Atlantic and all over the world. That's how the internet gets sent across the world.
Yep. All right. Next one is from Annie.
Hello, gentlemen. I have a question about NASA's asteroids they're talking about. We've got one coming in September 1st, supposedly coming pretty close. And then they're also talking about one coming in 2029. How would you respond to NASA's lies, supposedly? And also, I have a question because I just got back into Catholicism and I've been listening to some Marian apparitions wherein she talks about these asteroids coming in and how they're going to affect the Earth. And I was wondering what you have for a response. This is Anne Marie, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne Marie. The September 21st is past, so we don't have to worry about that one. But the one coming in 2029 is real.
I would say they've never hit. They've never actually shown us a picture of one. It's always an artist's conception of what it is. They're not real. It's just another fear thing. As far as Catholicism goes, I personally would get out of that and get into Christianity. I can't speak to anything about what she's mentioning there.
People say, what about the one that hit in Russia? And it was filmed on a bunch of dashboard cams. But if you look at that thing, it's coming in at a very shallow angle, like, you know, 40.
Extremely shallow.
Yeah, it's coming in like almost like an airplane. And it's supposed to make, you know, all the craters that they show us from previous asteroids are perfect circles.
Yeah, you know, coming straight down.
Yeah, none of that makes any sense. If you want to look at, just look up methane craters in, I think it's in Siberia. They're happening now. These giant bubbles are coming up out of the Earth, creating what looks exactly like those craters that they say are asteroids. All right, second from last, Brian, here we go.
I'm wondering how I can get the Flat Earth Clock app. They have it on Google Play, but people complain that they keep getting pop-ups to pay for a subscription. Can I get it through you?
All right. Well, Brian, that was 4 months ago. There is a pop-up, and it's because people wanted a way to donate 99 cents. You get a pop-up. It's once a day. There's no ads, and you can exit out immediately, and that's it. You don't have to worry about it unless you want to pay the 99 cents and support my efforts to educate the world.
I think one pop-up a day is not a lot to pay for all the content that comes from that app.
And I don't make you wait. You can exit out the second it pops up. It literally pops up and you can get rid of it in less than a second, right? Once a day. So that's it. The Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app available on Google Play and Apple.
Apple Store.
All right. The last one, and then we are caught up. Well, you know what? There were some other ones. If you didn't get yours on, try again. We'll get to it in 2024. The next one is from Angela.
I'm just wondering if you smoke weed. Thanks.
and we end on a doozer. Matt, I'll leave that one up to you.
No, I don't smoke weed. I don't drink either.
Okay.
Dave?
I probably take one puff of weed a year, and I might be declining. Now, I might eat a gummy now and then to unwind, but that's purely medicinal.
Well, that was a good one to end on. Anything else to report, Dave?
Keep searching for truth. Don't be afraid. Speak up. Say no to tyranny. Nobody has the right to tell you to do anything like stay in your house, wear a mask, get a vaccination. Use your God-given brain and don't be afraid. You know what? I got to tell you one quick story. We went out. There was some live music at a restaurant in our town that has managed to stay open. And we're there. And I know the musician. He sees me. He's like, hey, Dave. I'm like, how you doing? He's long time no see. I'm like, yeah. He goes, your Facebook page has really kept me sane for the last 6 months. And I'm like, you know, because I put a lot of the stuff on my Facebook page. And I look at him, I go, and not a single like or comment, nothing. Huh. Right? He goes, oh man, I can't, you know, the amount of heat I take. And wow. It was nice to know that there are a lot of closet people out there. So get out of the closet. If you're in the closet, start doing things. Let people know that you think differently. But guess what? There's probably a lot of people that think like you. Flat earthers that are in the closet, your next door neighbor might be a flat earther, and both of you don't even know it, okay?
One way to find that out, Dave, is to periodically just put a picture of your family up, because the same people are seeing your posts that saw your posts earlier, and you can go in there and look and see who liked that photo, and the people that maybe wouldn't like a flat earth or anti-COVID vid will like that.
Ah, you could trap them with a family photo.
Right. Because if people aren't looking at your stuff, it stops getting in front of their feed. But if they're constantly looking at it, Facebook is constantly giving it to them.
Interesting. Interesting. All right.
Right. Right. All right. Well, you can find me at Woketown on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, as well as all podcasts, all major podcast platforms. My wife and I have just started our podcast back up.
Nice.
A little 15 minutes a day on weekdays. So we're throwing those out there. We're basically just running through my wife's Facebook page, since she's usually about a month ahead of me on all things. I'll say, hey, babe, have you seen this meme? She's like, I posted that meme a month ago. So we run through her Facebook feed, which is a great feed, Jessica Faith Long on Facebook, and at Prairie Faith on Instagram, where she truth smacks a bunch of stay-at-home moms. So
she had a big post up the other day, a big following about water distillers, and she credited me for turning her on to a water distiller. And nice. I fully took credit for actually introducing her to you, because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have gone to that Flat Earth Conference. Is there any truth in that?
I'd say there probably could be some truth in that.
I mean, like, if we hadn't met at that conference, right, and then started doing the podcast, your life could have gone a whole nother track.
You're actually right.
All right. So I am responsible for the overpopulation problem that you guys are causing.
Well, good deal. Where can we find you? Where can we find the app?
The app is at iTunes and the App Store. It's the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. Worst name, but just type in Flat Earth and it'll come right up. It's $2.99. You don't need to subscribe if that's an issue. No problem. And you still get everything. And you can find my YouTube channel while it lasts. I'm getting strikes, so feel free to mirror any of my videos. It's DITRH, which are the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. DITRH. All short, good, to the point videos. Please download my videos. Share them everywhere. Share links. Do whatever you want. Put your name on it. I don't care.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you in 2024.
All right. Thanks.
See the world's greatest deception ever. it don't spin round, 'cause the truth's been found. We know now that they can't exist, though your shot's just missed. What a perfect twist. Don't see no real satellite. Stars and the moon and Mars, you need to know what they are to understand this concept. Don't pass it by. Take a shot, hit the dark, hit the mark. Rejoin man's greatest adventure. Whoa. I blame you for the way we live, why we try. We know now that they can't exist, that it's all just myths, so your shot's just missed. Don't see no real satellites. Found. Don't see no real satellite.